Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Psochem Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Masechta. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we turn to the upper part of Daf Kuf Yud Ches, the second line at the end of the line, you notice Tana Rabbanan, and we immediately see a Tanaic source. You can see a framed section. In this case, it's a rather short source. It's two lines. In our Gemara marking system, we frame off Tanaic source so as to set them apart from the rest of the Gemara. The source deals with the fourth cup of wine that was part of the subject of our previous shiur. It says Revi'i, the fourth cup, Gomer Olov Es Halel. One finishes the recitation of the Halel. Finishes meaning the first part of the Halel was recited before the second cup, before the matzah and moror of the Seder. The continuation of the Halel is now being featured. The Omer Halel HaGodol. In addition to the finishing of the Halel, Halel HaGodol is recited. Halel HaGodol is what is known to many by what you say on Shabbos in the morning, in the Shachris Davening, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Lilom Chasto. That being Mizmor the Kuf Lamed Vov. And this is Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. This is Rabbi Tarfon's opinion. V'yesh Omrim. There's another opinion that says, Hashem Roi Lo Echsor. This is Tehillim Chof Gimel. The Rashbam points out that the significance of this particular capital or chapter of Tehillim is that it deals with the Kodesh Baruch Hu being a provider of mazon, of food, of sustenance. The continuation of the Gemara now presents to us a new geometric form. We have a volcano shape. This is explained in the outside margin, the Nosei Mivne heading, Sidra Shel She'elois Birur, a series of questions of clarification, Be'inyan Halel HaGodol, which is Mizmor Kuf Lamed Vav, which we refer to as Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Le'olam Chasdoi. So we see a series of questions that are focusing on that particular chapter. Meheichon Halel HaGodol. From what point, what are the boundaries as far as the psukim in Tehillim that constitute Halel HaGodol? So the first opinion is Rav Yehuda Omer, Mehodu, that's from Kuf Lamed Vav, from chapter 136, Kuf Lamed Vav, Ad Naros Bovel, until Kuf Lamed Zayin. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Mishir Hamalois, Ad Naros Bovel. It seems that he adds from Kuf Lamed Dalid till Kuf Lamed Zayin, till Naros Bovel, that would constitute Halel HaGodol. A third opinion, Rav Achor Bar Yankiv Omer, Miki Yankiv Bochar Lo Ko Ad Naros Bovel. And he would seem to be indicating from Kuf Lamed He. Kuf Lamed He and Kuf Lamed Vov. Another question, V'loma Nikro Shmo Halel HaGodol. Why is it referred to as the Great Halel? Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Shehakodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev Berumo Shel Olam Umechalek Mizoinos L'chol Bria. In this chapter, there is a pasuk that says, Nosein Lechem L'chol Basor Ki L'olam Chasdo. The idea of the Kodesh Baruch Hu providing sustenance for all of His creations is considered a very significant, very central theme, and hence, because this pasuk is found in that chapter, it gets this distinction as being referred to as the Great Halel. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Hani Esrim Vishisha Hoidu Keneged Me. The chapter 136, Kuf Lamed Vav, is made up of 26 psukim, where the there are 26 praises in that chapter, each phrase ending off ki le'olam chasdo. So these 26 praises in honor of whom? Keneged me. So the Gemara answers, keneged chof vav doros, in honor of the 26 generations, shebora kodesh bochu bo'olamoi v'loi nosan lahem Torah. This represents the 26 generations from Adam HaRishon until Moshe Rabbeinu. There were 10 generations between Adam and Noach, and from Noach till Avram another 10, and from Avram till Moshe Rabbeinu 6. A total of 26 generations that existed prior to the giving of the Torah, Vizon Oysom Bechazdoi. And even though there was no Torah in the world, the Kodesh Baruch Hu nevertheless sustained the world through his loving kindness. Amar of Chizda, May Dichtiv Hodu Lashem Ki Toiv. What is the meaning of that? What's behind that pasuk? So the Gemara explains, Hodu Lashem, we must thank the Almighty, Shegoive Choivoso Shel Odom Be Toivoso, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when there is a need to collect or retribution, to punish an individual, the Kodesh Baruch Hu does it in such a way that he simply takes away from the individual the benefit that he gave him initially. So that the expression of Hodu Lashem Ki Tov is worth thanking Hashem that through his Tovaso, through the goodness that he bestowed unto the person, when the person goes off, when he is deserving of punishment, he simply collects the very Tov that he gave him. And the examples the Gemara cites are Oshir B'Shoiroi, the rich man, if he needs to be punished, he is Mechaper, he achieves atonement through taking away his ox that he used to take care of his field. Ve'es oni b'seo, and the poor man who doesn't have oxen, which are considered expensive type animals, but he has sheep, so he'll collect the sheep. He'll take away the sheep from the oni. Yosoim b'beitzoso, the orphan, if the orphan has sinned, so he'll take his eggs. And almono b'tarnagolta, and the widow through her chicken. All of these are examples of the Kodesh Baruch Hu offering them a chance, so to speak, and not punishing them bodily, but rather collecting from them the toiv that he was mashpia, that he bestowed upon them in the first place. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, we have a diamond here, and on the outside margin we have an indicator, a nosei, topic heading, and structural note that accompanies this section of Gemara. You'll notice the diamonds, and also we will see a double underline. So the diamonds are Memros de Rabbi Yochanan v'Achirim, comments made by Rabbi Yochanan and others, Be'inyin Koshi Parnasosei Shel Odom, regarding the Koshi, sometimes we can translate that as difficulty, or the awesomeness of a person's sustenance, that a person, in fact, is provided for, is considered something that's extraordinary. And we will see different examples and analogies in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Koshin Mezonosev Shel Odom Kiflayim Kioleda. The provision of sustenance for a person is considered more difficult, twice more extraordinary than childbirth. De'ilu b'yoleido k'siv be'etzev. It says, the pasuk says, be'etzev teildi bonim. And uvemezonos k'siv be'itzavon. The added suffix to this word, the vav nun, indicates something doubled. So that if childbirth is described through etzev, through a trial and tribulation, through a strain, so all the more so does the provision of mezonos for a person. The pasuk that was cited here is in the context of Adam Rishon, where the pasuk says, Arura Adomo Avurecha Beitzavon Tochlena. The Omer of Yochanan, Koshin Mezonosev Shel Adam Yoser Min HaGeula. It's considered more difficult to provide mezonos for a person more than bringing the redemption. The Ilu Begula Ksiv, regarding the redemption, it says, Hamalach HaGoyel Osi Mikol Ra, that redemption, salvation, can be provided through an angel. Malach Bi'Amo, a mere angel. The Ilu B'Mizonos, however, when it comes to sustaining an individual, Ksiv HaElokim HaRoya Osi, the Almighty Himself has to be involved, indicating that if not for the Almighty, a person would not receive his mizonos. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Vishal Shomar Kodesh Baruch Hu Odom, at the moment that God told Odom HaRishon, V'koitz V'dardar Tatzmiach Loch, that as a result of his sinning in Gan Eden, now the earth will sprout forth thorns and thistles for you. Zolgu Einov Demos, his eyes flowed forth with tears. Omar Lefonov, Odom reacted. He said, Ribbono Shalom, Ani v'chamori neuchal be'evus echod. Shall I and my donkey, we're assuming here in this Gemara that donkeys eat their food is thorns and thistles. So it turns out then that I and my donkey are going to be eating from the same evus, from the same feeding trough. However, Kevan she'omar lo, when once the Kodesh Baruch Hu informed him, Bezea sabecha toichal lechem, that through the sweat of your brow you will eat bread, he realizes that he won't be eating the raw material, he'll be eating bread. Bread is something that you have to toil over to produce, however, it at least there is some level of dignity involved in that, then that he won't be eating the same item, the actual same item as his donkey. Niskara Daito, he had a good feeling, he had a sense of comfort from that. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Ashreinu Shelo Amadu Borishona, fortunate are we as mankind that we didn't have to suffer the first level of curse, namely the eating of the thorns together with the donkey. However, Vadayan Lo Paltinon Mina, however, we haven't completely escaped the original curse. The Koachlinon Isvi Dedabra, because mankind, still does eat certain types of, literally Isvi, or grasses of the Dabra of the field. Certain types of, I would imagine, plants, spice plants possibly, that we consume as they are, just like animals. Omar Rav Shizbi, Mishmei Rav Elozer ben Azariah, in addition to the diamonds that we noted before as being comments with regard to Mezoinosif Shel Adam, or one's sustenance, we have another or new form as far as this sugya is concerned. We have the house form, and that's indicated by the outside, at the outside margin under the Mivneh, the structural note, Meimros B'Shmosh Rav Elozer ben Azariah. So there'll be a number of these as the sugya unfolds, comments that are brought to us in the name of Rav Elozer ben Azariah. So we see now Omer of Shizbi, Mishmei Rav Elozer ben Azariah, and we see the double underline, again part of the series of statements regarding Mezoinos Shel Adam. Here he says, Kol Shen Mezoinos Shel Adam Kekriyas Yamsuf, the sustenance of man is as difficult as the splitting of the sea. Dichtiv, Noisein Lechem Lechol Basar, that's the pasuk regarding sustenance. V'samichle Legoizer Yam Suf Ligzorim, and next to that is the pasuk that describes the splitting of the sea. Now, up till this point, we've encountered the word Kushin Mizonosov. Here, the Rashi, the Rashbam explains Kikriyas Yamsus right across from here. Klomar. Klomar is a word indicating that one shouldn't dwell on a literal translation, but he explains Neis Godol Oisel HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Mishen Oisin Lo Mizonos. It's considered a great miracle performed to an individual when he receives his sustenance, Kasher Osu Yisrael Shekor Lehem Yamsuf. Just like the splitting of the sea, and just like no one will deny that the splitting of the sea was a great miracle, so by the same token, one should recognize that one's sustenance is also of a miraculous proportion. The nafkamina lemivi rachami, and the most important point the Rashbam adds, and the practical knowledge of this is in order to motivate a person to pray for it. One has to realize that without divine involvement, a person is hopeless for an individual, and with divine involvement, can be certainly be aroused through prayer, through davening. And that's what the Rashbam is emphasizing here. Let's continue in the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Koshin Nikovov Shel Adam Kiyoyim Hamisa Ukikriyas Yamsuf. The ability of a person to relieve himself, to relieve bodily waste, is considered of equal proportion to, or is as difficult or as tough as the day of death and the splitting of the sea. And once again, this idea will be borne out by psukim, by scriptural references that parallel one to the other. So the Gemara cites the following pasuk, Shenemar, Mihar Tsoya Lihi Poseach. The continuation of this pasuk is significant for the understanding of this particular memra, and you can see that we've included this on the side of the Gemara from Yeshaya, Perek Nun Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalid. The Pasuk began with Mihar Tso'eli Poseach Velo Yomus La Shachas Velo Yechsar Velo Yechsar Lachmoy. And the next Pasuk Tezvov says Vanochi Hashem Elokecha Roga Hayom Vayemu Galov. So in this Pasuk there is a reference to the Mihar Tso'eli Poseach, which is a reference to the to defecation, to the release of bodily waste. And if one is successful in relieving his waste, so v'lo yomus, he won't die. So that we see the parallel between the one's relieving oneself to death, and in the next pasuk, the reference to the yam, to the splitting of the sea. And here the Gemara is a little terse, but it says, it quotes the pasuk of Mihar Tso'ali Poseach. The Gemara itself doesn't quote the continuation of that very pasuk, which makes reference to the day of death. However, Uksiv Basrei, but it says afterwards, Roga Hayam Vayomu Galov, and that's the reference to the splitting of the sea. The Omar Rav Sheshes, Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. It might be noteworthy that this word, the word in the Gemara here, the Omar Rav Sheshes, the Vov, would indicate that there was a previous statement. Now, in fact, there was a previous statement of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The question is it possible that the V'Omar is going on Rav Sheshes, that and an additional statement of Rav Sheshes is made here? And in fact, if one looks in the Rabbeinu Hananel, one will notice that the comment that was just made, just before, regarding the Koshin Nikov of Shel Adam, the Fi the Girsa of the Rabbeinu Hananel, which is on the second wide line of his commentary on the bottom part of the page, that Maimra was in fact introduced by Rav Sheshes himself. And you can see that in the Rabbeinu Hananel text, where he says, Omar Rav Sheshes Koshin Nikov of Shel Adam Kikriyas Yamsuf. So that if that Maimra was brought by Rav Sheshes, the Vov here makes perfect sense by indicating an additional statement of Rav Sheshes, and the Gemara here follows. So we turn back to our Gemara and continue. V'omar Rav Sheshes Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Kol hamevaze es hamoyados ki'ilu oyved avozor. Anyone who desecrates or disparages the holidays, he is viewed as worship an idol worshipper. The Rashbam adds, when we speak about disparaging the holidays, we're speaking specifically about one who does malacha during Chol Hamoed, during the interim days, what's sometimes referred to as the intermediate days of the holidays, days where the level of severity is somewhat relaxed. Nevertheless, if one treats them as if it were a common weekday and does whatever he wants to do by way of malacha, that is viewed very, very negatively. As you can see, it's tantamount to idol worship. And once again, how do we come to this conclusion? Through psukim, proximity of psukim one to the other. Shinemar, Elohei Masechalos Asalof. This pasuk is a warning against the making of molten images of idols. Uksiv Basrei, and following it says, Eschag Hamatzos Tishmor. One must keep the holiday of Pesach. So by the proximity of one pasuk to the other, one sees that one must observe the holiday in a fullest sense, so as not to be viewed as an idol worshiper. So as not to be viewed otherwise as an idol worshiper. The Omer of Sheshes Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Kol Hamesaber Loshen Hara, V'Kol Hamekabel Loshen Hara, V'Kol Hameyud Edu Shekem B'Chavero. There are three points: one who speaks Loshen Hara, one speaks evil, of his fellow man, one who is a believer, who is makabel, who accepts others' reports of his fellow man, one who accepts lashon hara spoken concerning others. And the third point, v'chol hameyud edu sheker, anyone who testifies falsely, roi lahashlicho leklovim, he deserves to be thrown to the dogs. And once again, through psukim comparison, you see shenemar, one pasuk says lakelev tashlichun oisoi uksiv basrei, and following that, the pasuk that indicates that one shall throw unkosher, unacceptable meat to the dogs, it says after that uksiv basrei lo sisa shema shav. The idea of lo sisa shema shav, shav has to do with something that's a lie, something that's a falsehood. So that these three points, one who's speaking and receiving lashon hara and speaking false testimony, all fall under the category of shema shav, of the casting of falsehoods. The next four words, the Rashbam feels, is not part of the girsa. The Gemara now turns back to the issue of Halel HaGadol and says, V'chime achar diko Halel HaGadol, once we have Halel HaGadol available as part of our Seder night, anan mai taimo amrinon hai, so why do we say the regular Halel? It's quite possible that we should understand this particular question in the context of the Seder night. We mentioned above that the fourth cup of wine is used for the recitation of Halel and the Halel HaGadol. But now, once you've got the Halel HaGadol, once you're saying this supreme praise, then why do we say this additional praise that's contained within the regular Halel? As a response to this issue, we will notice a series of responses indicated by our bow tie marking, and we have a topic heading and structural note on the outside margin that accompanies this. You see in the outside margin the bow tie, Gimel Deos, three opinions, Lama Omrim Halil Rogil. Why is it that we say the regular Halil Liorhu Uvdo Shahalil HaGadol Kol Kach Meshubach? In light of the fact that the Halel HaGadol, which was chapter 136, is so outstanding. So we see a few hesberim as we go on in the Gemara. So the first answer, we also have a little aleph indicated over this word at the end of line, mishum, and a beis will follow a few lines later where Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok appears, and when Chizki appears a line after that, you'll see a little gimel indicating the three approaches. So the first approach, mishum shiyesh bo, because in the regular halil, there it has in it, hey devarim halil, the following five references. One, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt. Two, Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. Three, Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. Number four, Tchias HaMesim, the rejuvenation, the resurrection of the dead. And number five, the Chevlo Shel Moshiach, a reference to the coming of the Moshiach. And each one of these points is now demonstrated, is shown by quoting psukim from the Halel. And there are you can see how we've underlined each point and numbered them off. These numbers correspond to the list that we just read. Yitzias Mitzrayim d'chtiv b'tzeis Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim. Ukriyas Yamsuf d'chtiv hayom ro'o vayonois. Matan Torah d'chtiv hehorim rokdu chi'elim. That at the time of the giving of the Torah, the mountains trembled. And that's what this pasuk indicates. Number four, Tchias HaMesim d'chtiv esalech lifnei Hashem. So that pasuk, which speaks about the land of the living, is a reference to the coming back, the returning of the dead. And number five, Chevlo Shel Moshiach Tachtiv Loi Lanu Hashem Loi Lanu. And this pasuk, you can see, is ascribed to future times. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan Loi Lanu Hashem Loi Lanu. Zu Shibud Malchios. This is a reference to the Jewish people under the thumb of of the Gentile governments. Ikodiami Om Rabbi Yochanan, another version is Lo Lonu Hashem Lo Lonu Zu Milchemes Gog U'Magog, that this is a reference to the final war before the coming of the Moshiach. So that these explanations of what the pasuk is referring to tie in to the pasuk being a reference to the strain and difficult times associated with the coming of the Moshiach. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Omar, so he, now you can see there's a little base here, as we mentioned before, a second approach to why we bother saying the Hallel, the regular Hallel, in light of the fact that we are reciting the Hallel HaGadol, which is so profound. So he says, Mipnei Shiyesh Boi Milut Nefasha Shel Tzadikim Megehenna, because there's a reference to the escape, the protection, the salvation of the souls of the saintly, from Gehenim. Shenemar Ono Hashem Malto Nafshi. Malto, you can see Malto is the sparing or the saving of my soul from, in this case we're saying from Gehenim, from not being exposed to purgatory. Chizkia Omar, here we have a little gimel with a bow tie indicating the third explanation for why we say the regular Hallel. So Chizki Omar Mitnei Shiyesh Boi Yeridosan Shel Tzadikim LeKivshan Eish VeAliyosan Mimenu, because in the Hallel there is a reference to the descent and rising from the furnace, and we're talking about the furnace in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, who threw into the furnace the Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And we will now see the Gemara reports to us different phrases from the Psukim of the Hallel that each one said. Yiridasan. Notice we've underlined Yiridasan and called it number one. And see, if you skip a line, you'll see the expression Aliyasan Mikivshanesh underlined with a number two. And as we mentioned, that the Hallel contains these psukim that is associated with these great tzaddikim. Yiridasan dechtiv, lo lonu Hashem lo lonu, Omar Hananya. Hananya said that pasuk. Save us, but not for our own sake. Save, ki l'shim chotein kovod, Omar Mishoyal. He said, save us by, and through that you will give honor to your name. Al chaslecha v'al amitecha, Omar Azaria. Lomo yomru hagoyim, omru kulan. This pasuk they said in unison. Aliyosan mikivshino esh dichtiv, hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, Omar Hananya. That upon their salvation, they said that they announced this pasuk, which is also from the Hallel. Shabchu kol umim, Omar Mishoel, ki govar olenu chazdoi, Omar Azaria. V'emes Hashem li oylom, hallelujah, omru kulon. Before we go any further in the Gemara, notice a new geometric form has just surfaced, the triangle with the colored in tip. The reason for this marking on the outside margin, we see the nosei mifneh. These represent three deos, al mi omar v'emes Hashem li olam. Who said that? Who recited that posuk? So the first opinion has the posuk of emes Hashem li olam, which is in the Hallel, was said by all three, Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah. V'yesh omrim v'emes Hashem li olam gavriel omro. The angel Gabriel said it, and why he said it, that will be the subject of the upcoming long point of the Gemara. Before we get into that, just to finish the structure of the Gemara, the third line from the top of Amud Beis, you will see that you'll see a third opinion. Rav Nosson points out that Vamos Hashem Leolam was recited by the fish in the sea. And if you're wondering what connection do the fish in the sea have to a recognition of the Almighty's honesty, that will be revealed by the Gemara on Amud Beis. In the meantime, we want to see what is the connection of the Malach Gavriel to this proclamation that God, that the Almighty is the Almighty's honesty is everlasting. So before we get into this piece of Gemara, just another structural note. This is described as a long point. The nun that you can see to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text is followed by a vertical dashed line which continues till the top of Amud Beis. So all of this is part of 1.1 story. Now the description. B'shah shehipil Nimrod harasha es Avram Avinu l'toich kivshana esh. Omar Gavriel of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. At the time when Nimrod, who was the king of the area that Avram Avinu was located, this king Nimrod threw Avram Avinu into the furnace. Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel, said to the Kadosh Baruch Hu the following: Ribono Shalom, Eireid v'tzanein, I will descend and cool off v'atzil as a tzaddik mikivshan esh, and I will save the righteous one Avram Avinu from the furnace. Omar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu responds and says, "Ani yochid bo'ilami v'hu yochid bo'ilamo. I am the individual in my universe." We say Hashem Echad, and he, Avram Avinu, is an individual in his world. Avram Avinu was called Avram HaIvri, meaning Ivri, the side. He was on one side and the whole world on the other side. He single-handedly contested the entire world belief of that time in proclaiming the idea, the knowledge of a singular, all-powerful God. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, I am an individual and he is an individual. It's only proper, it's only fitting that the Yochid, the individual, shall save the Yochid. And since the Kodesh Baruch Hu does not withhold the reward from any of his creations, this Malach was actually volunteered to save Avram. So the Malach expressed a willingness to do an act of salvation. The Kodesh Baruch Hu heard it and says the following: Tizkeh v'tatzil shloisha mibnei bonav. You will merit saving three of Avram's descendants. The three we will see is a reference to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Dorash Rabbi Shimon Hashiloni b'shosh yipul v'chatzitzar harotzra Hanushal v'Azariah l'tochim shaleish. At the moment that the Nebuchadnezzar threw these three tzaddikim into the fire, Omad yur kemoisar haborad l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This angel in charge of ice, of hail, stood in front of the Almighty and said, Omar Lefonov, and he said, Ribbono Shalom, Eirei v'tzaneis kivshan v'atzil tzadikim halalu mikivshan ha'esh. I want to go down, and since I'm in charge of the cold, the hail, possibly the snow, I want to go and cool off, which is within my realm, I want to cool off the furnace and save those tzadikim from the furnace. Omar lo Gavriel. Gavriel intervened and said, Ein dvuras l'shkodesh baruch hu b'kach. If you go and save them through your powers of the cold, well, it's obvious. It's something that everyone understands, and it doesn't create any true amazement when all of a sudden, let us say, a sudden appearance of hail falls and cools off the furnace. Rather. Let's complete this point. It says, and everyone knows that if all of a sudden there's an appearance of a hailstorm, which is essentially ice, or which is a water substance, water puts out fires. Eloani sar shel esh. I, says Gabriel, I'm the minister in charge of fire. A raid va karir mi bithnim va akadiach mi bachutz. I will come down in some type of fiery appearance, and I will actually cool off the interior of the furnace, and I will burn the outside, meaning those that threw these tzaddikim in, I will burn them up from the outside. Ves and nes besoch nes, and you'll have thereby a double nes being performed. You'll have the fire cooling off the interior where there already was a fire, and you'll have the guys on the outside being burnt. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu raid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you go. Now this, in effect, was the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's his choice to appoint Gavriel was the fulfillment of the original promise that he, Gavriel, would be zeichu, would merit saving the three tzaddikim. Ba'isishah posach Gavriel v'yomar, the emes Hashem li'olam, the honesty, the trustworthiness of the Almighty is everlasting. Rabbi Nosson Omer, v'emes Hashem li'olam, dogim shabiyam amruhu. Kidder Rav Huna, based on Rav Huna's teaching. Before we go further in the Gemara, let's take note of the fact that this piece of Gemara also is characterized as a long point. And you can see the nun to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara is the vertical dashed line extending down into the wide lines, all of this forming this train of thought. Rav Huna teaches as follows. Yisrael Shabos Ador, the Jews at the time, in that generation, the generation of the Exodus from Mitzrayim, the generation of Jews that went into the Yamsuf as the Egyptians were chasing them, Mikatne Amona Hoyu, they were of limited belief, of trust in the Almighty. Uchididorash Rabba Bamori, and based on the Durosha, the teaching of Rabba, Dechtiv, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayamru al Yom Biyam Suf. Vayamru has to do with a sense of rebellion. There was a sense of rebellion on the part of the Jews while they were in the midst of the massive miracle of the splitting of the sea. What is the point? Malamed Shehimru Yisrael. This teaches us that they expressed feelings of rebellion. The Himri Yisrael Ba'isashah, that they expressed their sense of rebellion at that moment, that they were experiencing the miracle of the splitting of the sea. The Omru, and they declared, Kishem Shanu Oylem Mitzad Echad Kach Mitzrim Oylem Mitzad Acher. In other words, just that this whole thing is a setup, it's a plot, that just like we are going to rise from one side, we're going to get out of the sea from one side, so too the Egyptians are going to get out of the sea from the other side, and they'll still pose a danger to us. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'sar shel yam. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to the angel in charge of the seas. You hear what they're saying? That the Egyptians are going to come and get them from the other side. Plot oson li'abosha. Cast up the bodies of the Mitzrayim onto the shore, onto the dry land, so that my people can see that this is no plot to get them, but this is a miracle for their benefit and their salvation. Omar Lefonov, well, the Sar Shel Yam, the angel in charge of the sea, reacted though. He says, hey, you know, you gave me the Mitzrayim as booty, so to speak. Ribbono Shelem, klum yesh eved shenosei lo rabo matona v'chozer v'nota mimenu? Is there a situation where a slave receives a gift from his master and the master turns around and takes it right back? In this case, the sea received the bodies of the Egyptians as a source of parnosa for the dogim, for the food for the sea creatures. Now, if you're asking me now to cast it up, you're going to take it away from me. Omar lo, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Etein loch echad u'mechza shebahen. I'm asking you to give these, to spit up the Mitzrayim, to cast them up on the shore, and I'll give you back 1.5 times that which you received. Omar lo, so the Sar Shel Yam says, okay, even though you're now, it's very nice, you're making such a promise, but Ribbono Shel Olam, yesh eved shetoveas rabo, when the time comes to receive this reward, what am I supposed to do? Am I the servant supposed to demand it from you, from the master? Do you have such a situation of an eved, of a slave that's tovea, that collects from his master? Omar lo. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know, you have a point. It's an uncomfortable situation for the slave to turn to his master in asking for his due reward. So I will. I have an idea for you. Nachal Kishon Yehe Li Orev. The Kishon River will be my guarantor. In other words, when the time comes for you to collect payment, you can turn to the river and ask for your payment. Miad, upon hearing this, Polat Oison Liabosha, the Sar Shalyam cast up the bodies of the Egyptians that were drowned onto the shore. Ubo Yisrael Varoson, the Jews saw the dead Mitzrayim. Shenemar Vayar Yisrael Sbetan Mesas Fasayam, as the Pasuk says, and the Jews saw the Egyptians dead on the shore of the sea. My echad umechsa shebehen. What's a reference to this 1.5 times? We've dashed underlined this so that you can, it draws your attention to where you saw it before, just a couple lines up, and we also have little arrows to the immediate left hand side of the Gemara text, drawing your attention to where this was mentioned just before on the second wide line of the Gemara. So what is that? What does that mean 1.5 times? The answer, the Ilu b'paro ksiv, regarding Paro and the Egyptian army, it says, Sheish meos rechav bochor. There's a reference to 600 choice chariots. The Ilu b'Sisra, when it came to the battle with Sisra, we saw a reference to Devorah and Barak in an earlier Gemara. So, when it came to that battle, with Sisra being the general in charge of the enemy forces, it says, "Siv cha meois rechev barzel." There were 900 iron chariots. And as far as the connection between Sisra and the sea, this will be described very shortly. Ki also Sisra, when Sisra came in with his armies, also Alayhu bedakri de barzel. They came with iron arms, dakri being some type of weapon. So it's with barzel, iron weaponry. Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleihem kechavim misiloisam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu took the stars out of their paths. I like to refer to this as Star Wars. He took the stars out of their paths, and dechtiv min hashamayim nilchamu akochavim, from the heavens the stars warred. And the stars represent a source of heat. Kevon denechisu kechvi shemayim alayu, when the stars of heaven descend upon them, akdiru hani daku de parzala, the heat heated up these iron weapons that the Sisra army men, soldiers, were holding. So these weapons became very hot. And in order to relieve themselves of heat, nochisu lakuri lemischi nafshayu benachal kishon. In order to relieve themselves of the heat, they descended. Lakuri is to cool off, lemischi nafshayu. Then they went to swim in the Kishon River. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lenachal kishon. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said to this river, lech v'hashleim ervoncha. I want you to go now and pay off the guaranteed reward to my servant, to the Sar Shel Yam. Miyad Gorfam Nachal Kishon, right at that moment, the river Kishon swept away these soldiers, these 900 chariots, Veshlichon Liam, and cast them into the sea. Shenemar Nachal Kishon Gorfam Nachal Kedumim. My Nachal Kedumim, what is this a reference to? This the early river Nachal Shenase Orev Mikedem. It's a reference to the Nachal Kishon, which was a guarantor from many years before Mikedem, from before. Bois Shah, at that moment, Pasu Dogim Shel Yam. The Dogim, don't forget, they were the ones that originally lost out, so to speak, on the prize of the Mitzrayim. Here they were rewarded 1.5 times, and they opened up with song and said, "The Omer Amru, the Emes Hashem Li Olam, the Almighty is everlasting in His trustworthiness." Omer of Shimon ben Lakish, my dichtiv, Moishivi Akeres Habayis. What's the significance of this pasuk? Omro Knesset Yisrael Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The Knesset Yisrael, in this case, we're going to explain as the sages and significant members of the Jewish people said regarding the Jews, the sinning Jews, the Jews that were called Einom Chashuvim. He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Samuni Bonecha Kechuldazu, your sons, the sinners, because of their major sinning in the exile, have placed me, the Jewish people, kechuldazu, like this chuld is the name of a type of creature, hadora beikre habotem. It's a creature that tunnels, that burrows under houses. It's a tunnel dwelling creature, so that the posuk moshivi akeres habayis is an idea here. Is that the idea that is being expressed here is that because of the sins of the Jews, it brings us down. It lowers the Jewish people down into the depths. Dorash Rova, my dichtiv, ohapti kishma Hashem. Omro Knesset Yisrael, the congregation of Israel proclaims, Ribbono Shelom, Eimasani Ahuva Lefanecha, when am I beloved in front of you? Bizman Shetishma Koyul Tachanunoi. And as you can see, we're going ahead with the very psukim of this particular chapter of the Hallel. So the Knesset Yisrael declares that I am beloved to you when you hear my beseechings. Galosi v'lioshia. Omer Knesset Yisrael fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Sholom, Afalpi Shedola Ani b'mitzvos, even though I am poor in my mitzvos, in other words, I don't have many mitzvos, L'cho Ani, I still am yours, V'li Noel Lehoshia, and it is fitting to save me. As we continue in the Gemara, we have a bow tie marking, and this is indicated and explained on the side of our Gemara, the outside margin. Sidra Shalmeiro Shraf Kahana Im Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. To the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, you see a bow tie with a number 1 in it. As you skim down the right-hand side of the text, you are not going to find any more bow ties numbered on this Amid. However, when you glance over to Kuf Yud Tes Amid Aleph, you will notice on the first wide line of the Gemara, again, Rav Kana appears with a comment of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and a third one of these will appear a few lines after that. So in the meantime, we have the first comment of Rav Kana in the context of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav Kana Keshechola Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rav Kana tells us that when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi became ill, Sholach Lo Rabbi, Rabbi sent a message, sent a request. He spoke to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi and said, Emor lanu shtam shoshet vorim shamarta lanu mishum avicha. Please share with us 2 or 3 things that you have said to us in the name of your father. In other words, teachings in the name of Rabbi Yossi. We see diamonds in our markings. These are explained on the outside margin. These will be the 3 teachings that Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi sends to Rabbi in the name of Rabbi Yossi. And you'll notice we've indicated a numbering or lettering system to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. You can see a little aleph in a diamond. If you skim down a couple lines, you see a beis, and further down on the page, a gimel. So we can see with the markings where everything appears ahead of time. The Gemara, Sholach Loi, Kachomar Abom. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi sends to Rabbi, thusly, father says, Mai dichtiv halalu es Hashem kol goyim. The pasuk that says that an instruction, praise that all nations, praise Hashem. Umos ha'olam mai aviditayu. What is the connection of the nations of the world in saying praise to the Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Rashbam in the lower part of the page explains, What is the connection of the nations of the world singing praise to God because of His kindness that He's done for to us, the Jewish people? It's upon us to offer the praise. So we need an explanation for this pasuk that says, Halu es Hashem kol goyim ki garva aleinu chasdoi. Therefore, Hochi komar, thusly is what is meant. Halu es Hashem kol goyim agvuros viniflos di ovid badayu. The nations of the world should praise the Almighty because of the wondrous workings, the great things that He does for them. There are many amazing things that the nations of the world experience, and they get this from the Almighty. Well, if you see the nations of the world singing praise for their respective salvations, Kol Shekein Onu, all the more so us, the Jewish people, the Govar Aleinu Chasdo, because the kindness the Kodesh Baruch Hu shows to the Jewish people far surpasses any nation of the world. V'od Sholachlo, another teaching of Rabbi Yossi. Asido Mitzrayim Shetovi Doron LaMashiach. In the future, when the Moshiach appears, the Egypt, Mitzrayim, will want to bring a gift to the Moshiach. Before we go further, we have a new marking, a double underline. And this is the subject of our note in the outside margin, the Nosei Mifneh. You see the double underline featured. Be'osid, in the future, Ha'umos Yiritzu Lahavi Matonos L'Moshiach. The nations of the world will want to bring gifts to the Moshiach. Kolel Romi, including the nation of Rome. Ve'HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yomar Lo L'Kabel Meromi. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu will announce that from them you shall not accept. That from them, from Romi, the instruction to the Moshiach is don't accept a gift from them. However, from the others, we will see otherwise. So the Gemara continues, in the future, Mitzrayim will, Asida Mitzrayim Shetavi Doron, the Moshiach will try to bring a Doron, a gift to the Moshiach. Kosovor, the Moshiach on his own, will figure, Eino Mekabel Mehem, that he won't accept from them. However, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will tell the Moshiach, Kabel Mehem, I want you to accept a gift from them. Achsanya Osu Lebonai B'Mitzrayim. They provided a dwelling. They hosted my children. They hosted Am Yisrael. Let us not forget that prior to the Shibud Mitzrayim, Yankev Avinu with the Shvatim, the brothers of Yosef, all descended to Mitzrayim and dwelt there. And were hosted by Mitzrayim for many years. Miyad ye'esoyu hashmanim mini Mitzrayim. So the pasuk indicates that hashmanim are gifts. Gifts will be brought from Mitzrayim to the Moshiach. Well, Nosa Kush, Kavachomer Biasma Kush is another nation. They, upon realizing this, then argued with a Kavachomer type logic. Mind you, the Mitzrayim, who eventually did subjugate the Jews, and yet the Moshiach is instructed to receive a gift from this nation that wrought a lot of destruction on the Jewish people. Ani, Kush says, Ani shelo nishtabdu behen lo kol shekein, I who did not subjugate them in history whatsoever. All the more so, my gift would be accepted. Omar lo Kodesh Baruch Hu, kabel mehem. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu told the Mashiach, I want you to accept the gift from Kush. Miyad, so you see the pasuk continues and says, Kush toritz yodov lelokim. Indicating that Kush extended its hands with the gift to the Mashiach. Nosa malchus romi roshu kavachom riatzma. Then Romi, the wicked nation of Rome, says its Kalvachomer logic. Uma halolu she'ein achehen kach. Mind you, these nations, Mitzrayim and Kush, which are not the brothers of the Jewish people, and yet their gifts are received. Anu, Romi is a descendant from Esav. Sha'anu Acheim, we are brothers, lo kol shekein, then all the more so our gift should be accepted. Omar L'Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Gavriel. Kodesh Baruch Hu turns to the angel Gavriel and he says, Ge'ar Chayas Koneh. The pasuk that we are seeing right now is found in Tehillim Perek Samaches Pasuk Lamed Aleph. We've included this pasuk on the side. It says, and let's read it first before doing the Gemara on it. Ge'ar Chayas Koneh Adas Abirim Be'egle Amim Misrapes Beratzei Kesef Bizar Amim Krovos Yachpotsu. This pasuk will be the subject of the upcoming Gemara. As far as this phrase is concerned, Ge'ar Chayas Koneh, we'll see a couple approaches to that in the Gemara. In fact, we have little numbers 1, 2, and 3. The first approach, Ge'or Chaya Uknei Loch Eda. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Gavriel, I want you to express your wrath or become enraged toward this evil nation, and the word Koneh is, in this case, acquire for you the congregation, the nation of Israel. So it's on the one hand, express wrath and indignation to Rome, and on the other hand, embrace the nation of Israel. Dovar Achir, Geor Chayas Koneh, Shedora Bein HaKonim. Here, according to the second shot, the word from the pasuk, the original Koneh, is explained by the word by meaning reeds, and become enraged at the nation that dwells amongst the reeds. That's Shedora Bein HaKonim. Now, which nation dwells amongst the reeds? So as you find in many places in the Psukim, there are animals that are used as a reference, as an analogy to different nations. So the Pasuk says, and this Pasuk is a Pasuk that's in the context of Rome, Dichtiv, Yikar Semeno Chazir Miyar Viziz Sodai Yireno. The Rashbam, on the second line under the Gemara, explains Bein Hakonim Bayar, the reeds that grow in a forest, the Chazir Bayar Zu Edom, the Chazir, the pig in the forest, this is Edom. Shekosuv Bo Ochlo Umedaka Vishara Buraglo Rofsu Ze Darko Shochazir. The pasuk that describes the method of the behavior of the chazir is also the description of Edom. Continuing in the Gemara itself, number 3, Rabbi Chiyo Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Geor Bechaya Shekol Maaseho Nichtovim Bekumus Echad. Here, this drasha is taking the word koneh, reed, as a reed quill, something used for writing things. And here there's a very interesting comment made by the Rashbam, where we said that the angel Gavriel is to become discontent with Rome, and that's described as all of it, kol ma'aseho nichtom b'kol ma'asechot. So here the Rashi explains something that has a very current ramifications. Nichtovim b'kol ma'asechot, klomar. This is as if to say, kulon pe'echod lehora liYisrael. All of the nation of Rome, or possibly a reference to something larger than just Rome, but rather all the nations, are always unanimous against Israel. In Bo Yisrael Lodin Lifnehem, if the Jewish people come to be judged in front of them, in front of the nations, Kulon Mechayvin Oso, they always condemn them. Midichtiv Koneh, from the fact that the word appears in the singular, Veloksiv Konim, Mashma Kumusechod, it implies unanimity is singularity, a singular condemnation, meaning unanimous condemnation of the Jewish people. It seems to sound, ring very, very true, very current. how the Chazal see the description of the nation of the nations of the world and how they view Israel. Some things have just not changed. Continuing in the Gemara, Adas Abirim Begle Amim, this is a continuation of that very pasuk, Sheshachtu Abirim Ke'agolim She'en Lohem Bailim. The Romi slaughtered Abirim, the great ones, as if they were calves that had no owners. In other words, just a free slaughter of our great people. Misrapes Bratzei Kesef. This too is a continuation of that posuk. Shepoishtin Yad Lekabel Mamon. The word misrapes is an abbreviated expression, matir pisas yad. That means opening one's hand. So they open their hands to collect money. And v'ein oisin ritzoin bailim. And yet they don't do the will of those that pay them. So the Rashbam adds on the second line from the bottom, Baratzei, Klomar, Masnin im Yisrael, they make deals with the Jewish people, La'asis Ritzoinim b'shochad, Shein Mekablin, through financial agreements. You can literally translate it as bribery. They accept the money of the Jews, and yet the Ein Mekayimin Devrayim, but when it comes to, as they say, putting your money where your mouth is, they don't come through. Pizar Amim Krovos Yechpotsu. Mi Goram Lehem Yisrael Shispazu Bein Umos Olam. What is it that caused the Jewish people to be scattered amongst the nations of the world? Answer, Krevos Shoyu Chafetzin Bohen. The Jewish people, unfortunately, contrary to what the Torah says, that they are supposed to be an Am Levodod Yishkoin Uvagoyim Lo Yishashov, the Jewish people are supposed to be a separate, outstanding people that are set apart from the nations of the world in order to set a world standard of proper behavior and etiquette. That's the role of the Jew, to be a symbol of piety from which everyone else should learn. But in order to fulfill that role, the Jewish people are supposed to be separate. However, they seek out closeness, krevos, it says. Krevos is closeness to the nations of the world. And because of their desire to become close to the nations of the world, it actually boomerangs, works against them, and it causes us to be in exile and scattered amongst all those nations. The Ode Sholach Lo, and here we see a third diamond, the third in the list of things that Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi sent to Rabbi in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Gimel Neas V'Shishim L'Chamisha. Before we go further, we should just make mention of what is going to happen in this Gemara. We have a little note, a structural note in the outside margin, which features this house marking. Mivnim Shonim Shehoyu Baromi. Different structures, structures that were in Romi, She Muvoyim Bagamor Laharos Ha'isha Shoyalehem, to show the vast wealth that was contained in Rome. So that the Gemara here will share with us numbers illustrating vastness, which of course should be understood as a reference to something on a deeper level, as we've made reference to in previous Gemaras that we've seen in this perek, that sometimes the Chazal tell us things that are not to be taken literally, but there is a reference to something deeper. So the Gemara tells us that there are 365, that's Gimel Meos V'Shishim V'Chamisha, Shvokim, Bekrach Godol Sharomi. These are Shvokim, or markets in the great city of Rome. V'chol Echad V'Echad Hoyu Bo, Shlosh Meos V'Shishim V'Chamisha, Bironios. And in each one of these Shvokim, there were 365 Bironios. Bironios are towers or fortresses. V'chol Birnis U'Birnis Hoyu Bo, Shlosh Meos V'Shishim V'Chamisha, Ma'alois. And each one of these had 365 levels. Ma'alos are sometimes stairs, maybe here it's a reference to levels. V'chomalo malo hoyubo kidei lozun es kol ha'olam kulo. And each malo, and if you do the mathematics, you'll find how one malo is quite a small fraction of how many malos there must have been in Romi. Each ma'ala, each level, had enough wealth in it to sustain the entire world. Omar Rebbe Shimon Berebi Lerebi, V'Amri La, Rebbe Yishmoel Rebbiosi Lerebi, Hani Laman. They turn to Rebbe and ask, this wealth is for whom? Who is all of this stored away for? Answer, L'cha u'l'chavarecha u'l'chavrosecha. For you, meaning you, the Talmud Chacham, and all of your fellow Talmidei Chachamim, there is great reward in store for those who dedicate their lives in Olam Hazeh to the study of Torah. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Sachara ve'esnano kodesh l'Hashem, lo yeyotzer v'lo yechosein ki l'yoshvim l'fnei Hashem yiyeh. And you'll notice where there's a star in the margin. We've added the continuation, Sachara lechol l'sava v'limichase otik. The Gemara will explain the pasuk. My lo ye'otzer. In this pasuk, it mentioned there's a reference here to the wealth. And it will be eventually, this wealth will be dedicated as Kodesh Lashem. Lo Yeotzer. What is that? Tani Rav Yosef. Lo Yeotzer Ze Beis Otzar. This is a reference to storehouses of wine, grains, and oil. For Lo Yehosein. And that's a reference, Ze Beis Geniza. That's a reference to the storehouses of silver and gold. So that they, though the goyim have amassed all of this wealth, it won't remain stored up. My kiliyoshim lifnei Hashem, the pasuk says, but it will go to those that sit in front of the Almighty. What is this a reference to? Amar Rav Elazar, ze hamakir mokoim chaveru b'yeshiva. The Rashbam explains. This is someone that knows where each person's fixed location is in the base medrash, in the study hall of Torah. Since we're talking about someone who knows where his friend's seat is located, it's an indication that this person himself is a regular over there in the study hall of Torah. The reference of Kili Yoshim Lefnei Hashem is a reference to those who welcome their fellow, their new friends or the new students in the yeshiva. There is a lot to be said for the act of someone who is located, who's in a Torah study environment, and he welcomes in someone new, so he's thereby embracing this individual to the world of Torah. My l'mechase atik. This was part of the pasuk that we had written in on the side of the Gemara. What is that a reference to? Ze hamechase dvorim shekisa atik yomin. This is one who keeps covered those things, those teachings that were covered from time immemorial. Umay ninu, what is that a reference to? Sisrei Torah, the secrets of Torah, the Torah secrets. Some may refer this to the teachings we refer to as in the realm of Kabbalah, the words that Sisrei Torah, the mystical teachings of the Torah. The Iko Diamri, Zehamegale Dvarim, Shekisa Atik Yomin. The Pasuk is referring to someone who reveals the teachings of Torah that were covered up, that were not clear from time immemorial. my ninu, what is this a reference to? This is a reference to Tami Torah. This is the offering of explanations of Torah teachings, not the secret aspects of Torah, but rather the revealed areas of Torah. But even those revealed areas of Torah need extensive explanation in order to fully understand them. So the great reward that was indicated in the Pasuk will be destined to these people, to the people that are in the study halls, people that are preoccupied with the protection or the exposition of the Torah. With that, we complete our shiur for today.